Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth. Secondary Education, Technical and Vocational Schools. Class A. End of Year Examinations. May 2024. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear two different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a broadcast about an app. Listen and circle the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
When you ask more people about the benefits of apps on their smartphones, they say they use them to play games, surf the net, keep in touch with people and organize social events. But Jenny Harlow, a scientist from London, has got an app that does something much more important. It warns her when she is in danger. The app is called Safety Tips, and it gives users real-time earthquake and tsunami warnings. The Japan Tourist Agency had the idea for the app after the 2011 earthquake in Japan, when many foreign tourists in the country were confused about what was happening and what they should do. Jenny was on a business trip to Japan when the earthquake struck. All the warnings and information on the internet, radio, and TV were in Japanese, so Jenny couldn't understand. She had to rely on Japanese colleagues to help her. The Safety Tips app sends an alert to users when a major earthquake happens and also tells them if a tsunami is likely to arrive at the coast. The app gives lots of tips about what to do, where to go, and how to stay safe, as well as a list of useful Japanese phrases such as, "Is this an earthquake?" and "Is it safe here?" Importantly, all the information is in English, and there are plans to add other languages. The Japan Tourist Agency plans to advertise the app at airports and tourist information centers in Japan. In order to get the app, people visit a website and download it.
You have 1 minute to complete task 1. Second listening.
When you ask more people about the benefits of apps on their smartphones, they say they use them to play games, surf the net, keep in touch with people and organize social events. But Jenny Harlow, a scientist from London, has got an app that does something much more important. It warns her when she is in danger. The app is called Safety Tips, and it gives users real-time earthquake and tsunami warnings. The Japan Tourist Agency had the idea for the app after the 2011 earthquake in Japan, when many foreign tourists in the country were confused about what was happening and what they should do. Jenny was on a business trip to Japan when the earthquake struck. All the warnings and information on the internet, radio, and TV were in Japanese, so Jenny couldn't understand. She had to rely on Japanese colleagues to help her. The Safety Tips app sends an alert to users when a major earthquake happens and also tells them if a tsunami is likely to arrive at the coast. The app gives lots of tips about what to do, where to go, and how to stay safe, as well as a list of useful Japanese phrases such as, "Is this an earthquake?" and "Is it safe here?" Importantly, all the information is in English, and there are plans to add other languages. The Japan Tourist Agency plans to advertise the app at airports and tourist information centers in Japan. In order to get the app, people visit a website and download it.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear a conversation between two friends about their uniform. Listen and tick true or false. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Hey Bart, I haven't seen you for a long time. Where were you last month?
Hi Nelly. I was on holiday in Italy with my parents. My uncle Jeff lives there, so we stayed at his house. Why are you wearing a school uniform?
Well, I can't wear my own clothes anymore, like at our old school. I changed school last term, when I moved to a different part of the town. I told you, didn't I?
Yes, but I didn't know you have to wear a uniform now. That must be awful.
Oh, I don't know. It's not such a bad thing in my opinion.
But don't you want to wear the clothes you choose?
Yes, but the good thing is that I don't have to think about what I have to wear every morning.
Well, maybe, but I wouldn't like to wear a uniform anyway. I don't like looking like other people. I want to be different.
I don't mind wearing a uniform. But I miss wearing my clothes at school sometimes, of course.
I'm sure you do. But this way you don't need to buy so many clothes anymore. You're right, school uniforms aren't so bad at all.
You have 1 minute to complete task 2. Second listening.
Hey, Bart. I haven't seen you for a long time. Where were you last month?
Hi, Nelly. I was on holiday in Italy with my parents. My uncle Jeff lives there, so we stayed at his house. Why are you wearing a school uniform?
Well, I can't wear my own clothes anymore, like at our old school. I changed school last term, when I moved to a different part of the town. I told you, didn't I?
Yes, but I didn't know you have to wear a uniform now. That must be awful.
Oh, I don't know. It's not such a bad thing in my opinion.
But don't you want to wear the clothes you choose?
Yes, but the good thing is that I don't have to think about what I have to wear every morning.
Well, maybe, but I wouldn't like to wear a uniform anyway. I don't like looking like other people. I want to be different.
I don't mind wearing a uniform, but I miss wearing my clothes at school sometimes, of course.
I'm sure you do. But this way you don't need to buy so many clothes anymore. You're right, school uniforms aren't so bad at all.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please put your pens down.